In our previous year, we mentioned the Mashiach and his conquering of the world. That first Melech HaMashiach will conquer Eretz Yisrael, and afterwards Mashiach will conquer the world. So I want to speak a little bit today about the Milchamos, the wars of Mashiach, and the Seder, how it's going to work. A lot of what I'm going to tell you is in this beautiful Sefer called Yomos HaMashiach, and they have a section, Pulois of Shel Mashiach, page 187. The first thing we know about the wars of Mashiach is that Mashiach has the achrayas to get rid of Amalek. Before we deal with the other nations of the world, the nation of Amalek is the direct achrayas of kings and Melech HaMashiach to deal with. The Torah tells us that Sholeish Mitzvahs Nitztavu LiYisrael. When Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, they had three mitzvahs. They had Minoy Melech. They had the mitzvah of Lahachrizari Shal Amalek, and the mitzvah of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. In the history of Klal Yisrael, there were three wars with Amalek. We had the war with Amalek in the Midbar. We had the war with Amalek when they wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. And we had the war with Amalek when we had the story of Sheol, when he was told to destroy Amalek. After that, for many reasons, including the fact that Sanhedrin came and mixed up the nations of the world later on, there was never a chance to really fight and destroy Amalek. However, in the time of Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, in time of Melech HaMashiach, obviously Melech HaMashiach will have to fight and do war with Amalek. In addition, there's obviously Mashiach will do wars with the Goyim. As a matter of fact, in the Svarim of Kabbalah, it's brought down that Adayin Yesh Mulchomes Achar Zeh, that even after the Iskalos of Mashiach, there's going to be wars. And the Rebbe explains that Be'etzem, it doesn't have to be physical wars with weapons. Mashiach will have such a toikif that the nations will be nisbatel to Melech HaMashiach. Like we find that David Mashiach is Mizera David and Mizera Shloima. In addition to being a descendant of David, he's a descendant of Shloima Melech as well, the Rambam writes. And we know by Shloima Melech, he didn't actually fight. David HaMelech cannot build the Beis HaMikdash, because Dam L'Roiv Shafachto, he spilt a lot of blood. However, Shloima Melech, Sholem Hoya B'Yomov, the Goyim themselves, recognized the godless of Shloima Melech, and they were in his battle to David, to Shloima. Mashiach will be Boina Beis HaMikdash. So obviously he will not have to fight physical wars, because the moment you fight wars, you become puzzle, invalid to build the Beis HaMikdash. So obviously the Melchomis of Mashiach will be in a way that's similar to the way it is by Shloima Melech, that he fought the wars in a way that the Goyim were in his battle themselves to him. There's actually an interesting pasuk. There's a pasuk where it describes Yeshayah, where it describes Mashiach, and the pasuk says, "V'hika eretz b'shevet piv." Uviruach svas of Yomus Rasha, that he will destroy the Goyim with his mouth. What does that mean, destroying the Goyim with his mouth, making war with his mouth? So there's a medrash, the medrash Shechatoiv and Tilim, Kapitel Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Beis. The medrash says that any time when Mashiach's kingdom will be established, and he will get a message that Medina Ploinis Morda, that a certain nation of the Goyim, they are, you know, conspiring to rebel against the kingdom of Mashiach. How will Mashiach quell this rebellion? Hu oimer yelech guboy v'yechabel oisa. He won't send soldiers. He'll say, let the locust go and get rid of the nation. In other words, with his mouth, he's just going to send shluchim, meaning he'll send Baruch Adarve, he'll send different makois, and the nations will get punished on their own. He won't have to physically go fight. With his mouth, he will be able to punish the nations of the world. There's a pasuk also in Tillim, Medrash Tillim. The pasuk says, in Yeshaya again, V'huchan b'chesed kisev yeshev alav be'emes, that he has a chair, Mashiach, and he sits on it, be'emes. So the Medrash brings down, hu yeshev, that Mashiach will be sitting, v'ani esa milchama, and I will make war. L'chein v'yeshev alav be'emes. In other words, as long as Mashiach is learning Torah, which ain't emes ela Torah, so when Mashiach is involved in MS, then v'huchan b'chesed kisei, the Eibishter will make the wars himself. And this is what we find, for example, by Chizkiyah, that when Chizkiyah, who the Eibishter wanted to make Mashiach, when Sanhedrin came, what did Chizkiyah do? Chizkiyah davened, and the Eibishter destroyed the Goyim. That was the way the war was done. So therefore, the melchames of Mashiach will be beruach, and it won't be bekoyach. As there's an expression in Yidden, moyach nish koyach. But with Mashiach, it won't have to be physical wars. It'll be either by ruchnis, by stature, with his mouth, with his tefillahs, and with his Torah, the Eibishter will be mevatel all the umais ha'olam.